And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Black History Month is coming to a close, but for me, it started early. Just before February, I learned a part of Black history that was my own family's history I hadn't known about. I received the message from Sarah Nestor Lane, an educator for the National Park Service, about my late father, Atlee D. Washington. In World War II, he had been stationed in Alabama as an officer of Black Air Cadets, now known as the Tuskegee Airmen. That part I knew, but before that, Lane told me that he had been at the Army Air Base in Casper, Wyoming. The armed forces were segregated then, and one of his activities was writing a column for the base newspaper about the all-black 377th Squadron. Well, I knew nothing about his newspaper career and was blown away to hear that Lane was including it in a curriculum she was developing commemorating Casper's World War II heritage. I had to learn more, and she joins me now to talk about it. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Sarah Nestor Lane.
Thanks for having me.
So what was this column, and how did you find it?
So I was reading through the Casper Army Air Base newspaper, which was called The Slipstream. And so as I was reading through these newspapers, I noticed that there was a column called Under the Double V. And it was a really amazing find because I hadn't found anything like this before, where a Black squadron had the opportunity to write in a base newspaper on a reoccurring basis and be a voice for that. And I noticed that as I continued reading these base newspapers, I noticed that the column was created and written by Atlee Washington. So when I reached out to you, I said, hey, did you know that he was writing in this base newspaper?
And the answer is absolutely not. I did know he wrote poetry both before and after the war and got some published, but I would say no one in the family knew anything about his newspaper writing. So tell us about the column.
So the newspaper was distributed to the base, but also as a part of the daily Casper newspaper, which at the time was the Casper Tribune Herald. It is kind of documented that the aviation squadron had faced a lot of low morale. A lot of these men wanted to be out on the front lines beyond kind of maintenance operations. So some leader somewhere must have thought, hey, we'll let them have their own column. That was a common practice, but having one for the Black unit was not.
Well, part of the morale building may have been in Atlee's writing. And by the way, everyone called him Atlee. You have a story that you pointed out about a forest fire that the squadron was dispatched to.
Yes, so the 377th Aviation Squadron was actually sent to help combat a forest fire in the Bighorn Mountains. So as he's describing this firefighting mission, Atlee shares something that one of the officers says. He says, no one could wish for better soldiers under fire. What an interesting note that is, because yes, they're firefighting and they're under fire, but this unit thought that they would be under fire in the war zone and not in Bighorn National Forest.
I'm looking at another column you sent me from December 8, 1943. He writes, quote, Private William Webb offers the information that his application to join the paratroopers was turned down. Because of one physical defect, which the doctors cannot cure, a certain skin, quote, ailment, close quote. In other words, color.
Yeah, and what a push to the boundaries. Whenever he would add those bits in, I would always pause and say, wow, he got away with that at this time. And honestly, after reading so many of his columns, he became a friend to me in his writings. I began seeing his humor, but also his seriousness and knowing the responsibility he had in not only sharing the news and boosting morale for the unit, but also pushing on the boundaries of what was allowed to be said in this newspaper about the segregation and discrimination that the unit was facing at the time.
I want to go back to the title of the column, Under the Double V, which you said actually is one of the things that first caught your eye.
Yes.
It refers to the campaign by black newspapers at the time calling for victory abroad over the Axis powers and victory at home over Jim Crow. I spoke with Dartmouth University professor Matthew Delmont, who's written extensively about the campaign, and he put it in context of my father using it in an official Armed Forces publication.
I would categorize that as surprising. Typically, these base and army newspapers didn't talk about anything that would be remotely controversial. I think the thing that's even a bit more surprising is the under the double V title. For a lot of the military leaders and a lot of white political leaders, they were really concerned about the idea of double victory because they thought it meant that black Americans were being only conditionally loyal to the country. And so overall, I think it's pretty rare that your father wrote a column like this, but then I think it's exceptionally rare that it was published under the double V heading, because that was really seen as a dangerous kind of activism for a lot of military leaders at the time.
Sarah Nesterlane, my family can't thank you enough for unearthing this part of our history. And though we're talking about this on Black History Month, I take it you would say it's not just Black history, but American history.
Completely agree. And as I research these different units across the country, the Double V campaign continues to come up. And I think often that people think of the civil rights movement as the 50s and 60s, but we forget about some of these pioneers that helped pave the way for that. And I think about one of Attlee's pieces that he wrote, we overcome the enemy, not only in combat, but within ourselves as well, relinquishing prejudices, reactionary tendencies, and selfishness to the degree that we work not so much for four freedoms, but for one freedom, full and complete. For all men, even to that degree, do we come into our heritage. What a powerful message that is at that time and into the future.
Indeed. Sarah Nesterlane, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. I'm just really excited for this story to be shared. This has all been worth it.
And if you have an idea about something you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, perhaps part of your family's history, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.